up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Why, you're darn right it is. Back for another week with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Back once again, spending an hour's worth of polka records, which always takes just shy of an hour. It's amazing how that works out. Glad you're with for another week anyway here in the Oompa Hour. Got a big stack of records here. Let's get rolling with one I can't even come close to pronouncing. You know, when you take time to consider not every polka DJ speaks Polish and German, Slovenian, Czech, and all that down the line, you really need to put the English translations on your records because I have no idea how you might pronounce this, so I'm not even going to take a shot at it. Because sometimes, you know, I try and I'm close enough that I don't feel like a complete idiot, and sometimes I know I'm not even in the ballpark, so that would be the case with this one. But I can tell you, here are the Buffalo Tones.
Moim ogródeczku piszę do Jasienka, żeby do mnie wrócił. Zielona traweczka, a miesiąc na niebie. Jasiu, o Jasienku, tak trudno bez ciebie.
See, just goes to show you, just because you can't read the title Doesn't mean it's not a perfectly good record. Kind of sounded like Lover Come Back to Me, though, didn't it? It's in Polish on the label. I can't pronounce it, but it is the Buffalo Tones. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're back for another week of all this nonsense. I have the Hootenanny Polka up. Vincent Jastinski and his orchestra. And yes, there are horses involved. I'm looking for the Lone Ranger, right? The Hootenanny Polka there. Vincent Jastinski in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Technically, that's not the Lone Ranger song, you know. That's a William Tell overture. And it's like 100, 200 years old, that song. That's in the public domain. Anyone can perform that without paying any royalties. You don't have a right to a performance by a group, but you have a right to the song. That's the way it goes. Anyway, learn something every day, and it doesn't help you, so what's the point? All right, let's do, what the heck. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum first, shall we? I'm freezing today, so my brain's not working very good. It's like 45 degrees here in northern Minnesota, which we kind of expect. We get into fall like this. There'll be some warm days yet before winter. But the deal is we haven't fired up any furnaces anywhere yet. So it's a little chilly in the studio here, and I thought, well, that'll be good, you know, make me feel more inspired and all that kind of stuff. But, I think that's not really working out. Just making me feel chilly. So my brain is a little bit slow today. But let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, because you can still stop in and see them without having to battle the snow of the North Country. For the next month or so, anyway. 1,400 accordions on display. I always mention that because that's like the most amazing thing. That's a lot of accordions in one place. A lot of kinds, different vintages, different makes, different styles. You really can't see that many different accordion types in one place, except at the World of Accordions Museum. They have the gift shop going for them. They've got the research. I don't know if it's a research lab or research room. It's a whole bunch of data and file drawers and cabinets and stuff where anything you could possibly need to know about accordions, the history of accordions, the repair of accordions, and accordion stuff is well documented there. Check them out. They're on Superior Street, Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Why does Superior, Wisconsin have a street called Superior? Is that not confusing? We live on Superior in Superior. It's confusing. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out online, why don't you? Yeah, why don't you? Worldofaccordions.org is where they fit. Wow, that fits to the shave and a haircut 2 bits. Perfectly. Worldofaccordions.org. Wow, I just wrote him a new jingle. I'm going to have to send him a bill for that now. Anyway, check it out, World of Accordions, Superior, Wisconsin, worldofaccordions.org. Here's the Palagas Polka Dots. It's Indiana Sweetheart Time. There you go, Palagas Polka Dots. That's Indiana Sweetheart. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm already starting to think about Christmas shopping. I don't know about you guys. I got plans already because I think maybe I can get all my Christmas shopping done by the end of October this year. No, I can't. Never happens. Because even if I got everybody covered, I keep finding stuff that I'm like, ooh, this would be a good present. Then the next thing you know, you bought somebody something else. And, you know, when it comes to grandkids and stuff, you know, you can't be lopsided. And kids don't understand, too, that, well, we bought Susie a present that cost $300. And you got 24 presents that all cost $3 each. So it's actually even. They don't understand that. They just count number of merchandise. When you're a kid, man. So you got to be, you can't buy like one kid a new iPad and that's it, and then buy the other kid 16 toys. It's not fair, Grandpa. It's tough. Start planning ahead now, all right? Here's a good scratchy Soma record out of Minneapolis. Let's have Elmer Scheid and the band do the Bye Bye Baby Polka. Thank you. you go, man. One of those Elmer Schein records goes by in like a minute and a half. That wasn't really that short. It just felt like it, right? That's 2 minutes exactly is how long that was. It's right on the record, darn it. There you go. That's the Bye Bye Baby Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along for another week, and glad to have all the different places that play the show playing it for you this week. I sometimes forget to thank all those people. There's broadcasters, radio stations, full-time stations, little low-power stations, AM stations, FM stations, college stations. Can you imagine that? There are college stations where, like, young people who are learning stuff are like, oh, we need to have some polka time. See, those are smart kids, I'm telling you right now. They're not clogging up their brains with rap music. They're listening to Elmer Schein instead. That'll make your friends take notice, let me tell you. But I need to thank all the people that carry this and make it happen so y'all can listen to it on 28 different stations across the country. I'm still trying to get somebody in Canada so I can say we're international, but it hasn't worked out yet. But if you know a Canadian radio station that might like to broadcast a polka show, tip them off, because, I mean, it's free. You just sign them. Doesn't cost you anything. And if you'd like to make a request, comment, dedication, whatever, there are many ways to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, you know. You can call area code 218-259-2985, and you can leave a voice message, or you can send a text to that number as well. That's 218-259-2985. Or you could send an email to oompahour@aol.com, or you could go on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and leave a message and just poke around, see what's going on. You know, whatever works for you. We're pretty flexible around here. So that's all the stats I have to tell you. Here's the Bright Sound Express. They're so bright, I can't even look at the record. Oh, that's just a fluorescent light reflecting off of it. Here's Angeline, Be Mine.
When she's all mine. Oh, Angeline, you are an angel sent from up above. You're my happiness and joy, and the only one I love. Angeline, you're all mine. You're the sunshine in my life. In a year or two, you'll be my loving wife. And she's all mine. She always hugs and kisses me. She's sweet and cute, and she's all mine. Oh, Angeline, you are an angel sent from up above. You're my happiness and joy, and the only one I love. Angeline, you're all mine. You're the sunshine in my life. In a year or two, you'll be my loving wife. We'll be right back.
you go, Angeline, be mine. That's the Bright Sound Express here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Don't forget, we'll have a waltz in the show, because we always do. We'll have our 78 of the week, because that's a regular deal now. It's nice to have a plan. Well, as long as I played one record I couldn't pronounce the title of, let's do another one. Haven't the faintest idea how to say it. I can tell you that it's Serbian-Croatian, which we don't get very often, which is why I don't know what they're saying. And it's Johnny Krasanchik, I believe, and his Marjan recording artists. And there are fiddles in this one, so adapt accordingly. No idea what they're saying, but I like the record. Johnny Krasanchik and his Marjan recording artists here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. As long as we're kind of in a fiddle vein here a little bit, let's do another one. This one's an instrumental, so we don't have to worry if they're singing in French or not. It's the Joys of Quebec. Anything's possible. This is Mike Harris. right, there you have it. That's the joys of Quebec right there. That's Mike Harris on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. A couple of fiddling records for you right there in a row. Don't have a lot of records in the collection here with fiddles in them. I suppose I could say violins, but then I feel like it's some kind of a fancy orchestra and I need to wear a tuxedo, and I'm not doing that. Jing was doll in the orchestra. Here's the Frankenmuth Polka. There you have it there, Gene Guzdahl and the orchestra, the Frankenmuth Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, I have a question. What is the significance of silk umbrellas in polka music? Because there's the Silk Umbrella Polka. I have coming up here Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. What's the deal? There's many references to silk umbrellas in polka music. Now, I'm thinking, shouldn't it work with any? I want to start a band now. I want to have, like, Tim Edwards and his Cotton Underpants Orchestra. People would buy that record, wouldn't they? They'd be like, uh-huh, this has to be especially bad. Yeah, now I got to go to somewhere. I got to make a record now. I have Louis Bashel, the Silk Umbrella Orchestra. I do. Here's the Edelweiss Polka.
Every fall of the year through the Alps you can hear. From the valley so deep up to every mountain peak. Now it's fall, she can hear her sweetheart call. From the snow and the ice, he will bring an Edelweiss. Thank you.
Alps, now it's spring, she can hear the Schweitzer sing. Now the yodeler and his miss live in happy wedded bliss.
Wow, that was over fast. I was like, I have a little yodeling in my music. I don't know about you. Eddie Bashell and Silk Umbrella Orchestra there. And the Edelweiss Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got to work on picking out our 78 of the week here in a little bit. In the meantime, it's Happy Bernie Gordish in the orchestra. It's Honey, Open the Door Polka. Almost jumped all over the ending there. Honey, Open the Door Polka, Happy Bernie Gordish, and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That is your old-time oldies show. I think I've asked this question before. Is it cheating if our 78 of the week is also a waltz, fulfilling the waltz of the week requirement at the very same time. I think we decided that's okie dokie. So I'm going to have Babe Wagner in the band on a nice Polka Land 78 doing a waltz for us here after the Hopeless Polka from Albert Mekish. Yeah, that's a good one there. Albert Mekish and the band, The Hopeless Polka, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Speaking of old-time, you know, every week we always try to play at least one 78 in the show. And I got one for us ready to go. I got the Babe Wagner Band. It's a Polka Land record. And, of course, Babe and the gang from New Ulm, Minnesota. And I was just getting this ready record to play. This ready record ready to play. And I discovered it's got a big old crack in it from one end right down to the middle. So you know what I did? Is I lined up the crack real good. And I think she's going to play just fine. Shall we try it? And it counts as a waltz, too. Here's the My Darling Waltz. It's the Babe Wagner Band.
Thank you.
go, Babe Wagner Band there, My Darling Waltz. That's a good sounding record, except for the spots where it had skips in it. That's what I get for trying to play a record that's cracked. But I'm calling it almost a success, don't you think? That's a good sounding record. I bet you can even get that on a 45. Some of these, for a little while there, some of the 45s and 78s overlapped in the late 50s and really early 60s. But I'm going to have to... That's a good song. I see if I got a better copy of that. Hanging around somewhere. Let's do Eddie Zima and the orchestra. It's the Jam Session Polka. It sounded like a jam session to me. Wild time going on there, Eddie Zima and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I see by the darn old clock on the wall, time is flying by once again here on the show. That tends to happen when you only do an hour long. But, you know, I don't like straining myself. An hour is plenty. I can only clean so many records in a week anyway. Let's do, what are we doing? Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, that's what we have. And the Two Canaries Polka. I have never seen Two Canaries Polka, but I suppose it's possible. Thank you. All right. I don't know why it is this week. All the songs seem so ridiculously short to me. I don't know. Ray Dorschner there. And the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, that's the Two Canaries Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're going to do this little commercially thing over here. And then we have the German-Americans coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's do this one from the German Americans. It's the Golden Stairs Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. There are German-Americans there. It's the Golden Stairs Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, all this nonsense and great music actually happens each and every week here on the show. So glad you were able to join us for another round. Let's do one from Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. How many bands are there that have Jolly Dutchman in their name, I wonder, huh? Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman, it's the Sleeper Polka. There you go. That's probably the only Wally Ives record I have, actually. That's the Sleeper Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we get ready to wrap it up for another week. I have room to stick one more record in here. Let's do it. How about little Wally and the Bartender's Song?
Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day.
Mr. Bartender, give me a drink. Mr. Bartender, I want to think. Mr. Bartender, you have one too. Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, when I get up, I go to my car, she no start up. Mr. Bartender, I look to see someone he took in my battery.
Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day.
Mr. Bartender, I go to work. My boss, he fired me, not the rager, because I was late. What can I do? Fill up my glass, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, I see my pal. Mr. Bartender, he stole my gal. Mr. Bartender, what should I do? Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day.
There you go, little Wally there, and that is the Mr. Bartender song here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says, hey, I better shut up, because we're about out of time here. So that'll have to do it until next week, but I shall return, and we will do it next week with another hour of great old-time music here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.